Hey guys. Yeah, sorry about that. We were just talking.
So late.
How late are we? Are we like really late?
We're not too late.
It still says 2.
We're good, man.
So I don't think we're that late.
We're perfectly on time.
We covered this last episode, actually. We're like Gandalf. We arrive precisely when we need to. That's how we do. But yeah, sorry. Sorry. But it's cool. Dude, it's Halloween show.
It's Halloween show, man.
What that means.
Spookity spooks.
We gotta get into the spirit, man. What do you think?
I hate Halloween. It's the worst.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
It's terrible.
You don't like this?
Terrible. It's the worst. Are gonna happen. Nope.
You know, you don't like this?
No.
What if I just play this on a loop for the next 2 hours?
I will leave.
I don't know, man.
Out the window. Furiously breaking it.
Oh, hold on. The Halloween spooks have something to say. Okay, they're done for now.
Is that a dog?
I've honestly never listened this closely. Hoo-ha! This is Halloween Spooks by Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
How is this a song?
This is terrible.
Halloween show, everybody.
Oh, God.
Because we can't do a show on Thursday about Halloween because it's officially after Halloween. Yeah.
It's Halloween weekend, man.
Yep.
And all the parties and crazy people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It goes on, goes out.
And yeah.
It's dresses up.
Yep. Like what's your you got a people. Costume, man? What's your costume?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I'm a Unabomber.
I don't go to Halloween parties, so I don't wear costumes.
Yeah, you know, I didn't either.
You could put on the Mario hat and we could just be like, I could like grab the Splatoon hat and we could be like, there, you're Mario, dude. There you go. Perfect.
There we go.
You're Mario.
Great.
You pulled that off pretty well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little happy about it.
Totally.
So, hi, guys. This is Seth the Colby Show, episode number 34, Halloween episode. Oh, I can't believe this song's almost over. It flew by.
It didn't.
Flew by,
I feel
man.
Like this has been years.
Trick or treat. There you go,
it's
man.
Like if you and me attempted to make a fucking
Halloween
song. Yeah,
only that's
song.
Actually like on iTunes and people can buy that. Yeah, it's not okay.
That's just like, all right, what do we do here?
Like, was that ever popular? I don't feel like anyone ever got that and was like, yeah, this is my jam.
You are the one person that I've ever heard have this song.
Well, and I stole that from a radio show.
It's terrible.
Yeah, you know, so, and that radio show... Which I also stole this saying from the same radio show. If you steal from me, you're stealing twice. So if you actually steal from me, you're stealing 3 times. Because they ripped off their bits from other people's bits, and now I'm ripping off their bits. And
It's a bitception,
right,
man.
But the problem is that who actually played that, and when it happened, was it legitimate? Because that song is... It has character, I guess. That'd be the nice way to say it. It's not good.
It's the worst thing I've ever
heard.
It's
not a good song. But, you know, it is a good song.
The grid.
That's all we get. That's all we get today, all right, chat? You got satiated with your The Grid, and that's all you get.
The Grid.
Could just have that on standby. I could cue that up to just like, you know, if we're just like, oh, man, I can't believe that man lost his leg. That's so horrible.
The Grid.
And then, you know, just like a palate cleanser, you know, just get it out of our mouth. You know.
Stool topics.
That could be our topic switch. All right, and in our next news.
Grid.
That didn't work. God. It just said id that time.
That's dumb.
Yeah. You're I'm goofy, dumb. Man. I'm goofy today. I've been,
I'm dead.
So. Yeah? Well, that's no different than any other Sunday
no,
show.
No, it's not.
No. Thursdays, you know, you complain about Thursdays because they're, like, after work and you're tired and, like, you got to cram in your gym time. But Thursdays are the day you're most energetic.
Well, we shouldn't do it at 2 p.m. on a Sunday where I will be asleep.
What would be your... If you could make the schedule, uh-huh. let's take Twitch viewership out of it. Let's take... Your family, my family, our friends, everything, all right? The time, absolutely, 100% being selfish, best for you. When would you do 2 episodes a week?
Never.
Day and time?
Never.
Never.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't do this show. Problem solved.
I would say... I don't know, man.
I think that's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem.
Is that, like, you're like, I don't want it to be at 2, but you also don't want it to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9.
No,
I think the whole I don't want the show thing is. But you do want the show.
What you want
is to not be here for it, but still
I
be here.
I want to be asleep and be able to do it at the same time.
Yes, yes. You wish you had, like,
that
a clone, like... You have Party Colby, and then you have Show Colby.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be Party Colby.
All
and
right.
then Show Colby can go to work and do this show.
That would be
which is also
amazing
work,
thing.
You know?
Ever.
And then when you don't like him, you know, you just flip a trap door and he falls down into a tank filled with liquid and he drowns to death and you throw his body out in the field.
And I'd have to get another one?
Yeah, you clone yourself with a Tesla machine.
I'm Hugh Jackman?
Yeah. Okay, you got it. I'm glad you got the reference. That's a reference to The Prestige. Spoiler alert. That is the end of the movie.
Is that's Chris Nolan's one?
Yeah,
right?
That's a Chris Nolan one. That's like one of his more under the radar ones, I guess. Like he made that one, I think, between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, and I don't think people really took him seriously until The Dark Knight, like as a mainstream, you know, director.
Right. Because
then he made Interstellar and Inception and done poop.
Nobody remembers Interstellar.
Dude, Interstellar's a great movie.
It is.
I think a lot of people give it recognition.
I don't think they do.
I just don't think anyone who's your age does because they're all dumb brains.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
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 I tried a costume out last night and it did not work.
Oh, yeah? What'd you try?
TARS.
Oh, yeah. That's a deep cut, though.
That is
like,
pretty
if
deep.
If you went as Matthew McConaughey, like, crying, people would probably get that one.
Probably. But then again, he's just in, what, a t-shirt and sweatpants?
Yeah, doing this...
The ultimate Halloween costume, figured out that last night, is a hobo. Because, one, you get to dress real warm.
Okay.
And be fine. And, two, it's just the most baggy, comfy clothes you can possibly imagine.
So, you just dress like a girl on her way to classes on the day after the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hobo. Huh?
Hobo.
Okay. Okay. That's hobo.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I like the people who... Who try...
Who go all out?
I don't know if all... Like, there's a line there where if you go too fancy...
Yeah.
You're almost a jerk because you're trying to be like, look at me.
Look at me.
Look at what I've created.
Yeah.
You know? But
Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan last night.
That's
pretty
good one. Yeah. How'd the guy get rid of his legs?
She...
Okay.
Like,
sorry, I didn't mean to assume the gender.
She sat on him in a wheelchair.
That
she
sounds really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable.
I mean, she wasn't in it.
I'm at Shop Park.
It was a walking Lieutenant Dan most of the night.
Yeah.
For some part.
Remember when we went to that party? I went to like one Halloween party and and you were there for it. And I dressed up as a wolf. I went to Hobby Lobby and got a fur pelt. And Chris just sewed it to the front of a gray t-shirt.
Yeah.
And people would come and pet me all night. And you made cardboard paper. Bat ears.
Mm-hmm. And taped it to a hoodie.
And taped it to a hoodie and said you were Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did. I also had flip-flops that had wolf feet on them. So I had two pieces.
That is true.
But at that party, there was a man who didn't have a leg. And I asked him, I told him, nice costume, how'd you achieve that look? And that was like a big hit. You remember that?
I do.
Because I just remember specifically...
Because he literally was a man without a leg.
Right, and I just remember specifically the horrified look I got from Katrina and Chris when I asked the clearly disabled man, that's a great costume, how did you achieve that? But, you
know... I don't
think
he gave an answer either, though.
Probably no, I don't think... I think he just laughed.
About
and we just... We hung out,
bed,
like, most of the night, I think.
Yep.
Like, hung out as... Like, we stood next to each other... For the 1 hour we were there, and
really,
left.
That I don't know what the hell anybody else does, but that's what you do at a party.
I don't know how parties work. I don't go
you
to them.
You just go there and stand around
and drink
and wait until someone catches on fire.
Someone caught on fire?
Oh, somebody caught on fire,
dude. We're gonna have to hear that story after we play the intro.
All right,
that's intense.
Yeah, it is.
Like legitimately
like,
on fire.
He almost died. Fire,
dude. That's a crazy story. That's crazy. I can't believe you didn't tell me that before the show.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
All right, well, let's get into the show itself. We'll talk about that. I've got a story about a large wild hog that I really want to get to.
Sounds interesting.
Someone at Facebook said that their AI is not even as smart as a rat, so that bodes well. we also have there was one film. There was one article from Forbes I really wanted to read about how Geostorm in China apparently made a boatload of money. Because they didn't market it as a Gerard Butler movie. And so people went and saw it.
What?
Because they ignored that he was the star. But Forbes does this hilarious thing where if you have ad blocker installed, it won't let you read the site. So we don't get to know that. So that's
cool.
A fun one.
Cool
also,
story,
we also got a guy who's selling his farm because he keeps complaining that UFOs are attacking him. So we can talk about that one. And then we've also got Lucasfilm says that Return of the Jedi has never turned a profit. Which I don't know how that works. So I'm curious to read that
what
one.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a, they say it's never made them money. Like it never, the movie itself never turned a profit is what they said. I don't know how that's possible. I can't wait to read it. And then researchers found that people who smoke weed have more sex.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I can attest that's not true. Not true at all. Probably okay. The opposite.
Chair broke. Almost died.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm laughing so hard. All right, well, we're going to get to that and more stuff. Let's start the stupid show so we can actually do the thing.
Start the show.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
That's right, everybody, we're here, and we're ready to talk like Arnold.
What am I doing, dude? I don't know what's happening with my voice.
It started one place, and then you were like, this kind of sounds like Arnold, I'm going to go with it.
Yep, and I could not replicate
Get
it if
down.
I tried.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah, you could do a better Arnold than
me. This thing could be show.
Beautiful. Can you do the whole intro like Arnold?
Twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Click, and now I'm Dracula.
I learned to suck Seth and Colby's blade.
Seth and Colby, the show. It's on YouTube, Twitter, at Seth and Colby.
What are you now? Because you're not either.
I feel like I'm a Russian vodka drinking bear man. I don't know.
Bear man? You're killing me today. Well, welcome, everybody. It is episode number 34, Halloween show. Scared kids. That's our Twitch title. I wanted people. Like, I'm the only person in the world who read that as, ooh, scared kids. So now I want everyone to know that's how I meant it when I wrote it. So that's why I did it. But welcome, guys. If you're watching us live at twitch.tv/SouthernColby, thank you. We're glad you're here. We do two episodes live every week. This one, Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. We're going to go into daylight savings time next Sunday, so if you're like 6 hours ahead, you're going to be seven. Although I think London also did some weird daylight saving times thing. I don't really understand. I'm going to just figure it out, dudes. I'm going to try to find a link and put it on like our Twitter and like our Twitch page. It's like, what time is the show? And you click it and it shows it to you in your time. Like, I know those websites exist. I just got to not be lazy and do it. So that's
don't
that.
Be lazy.
Yeah.
Don't.
So follow us on Twitter for that, twitter.com/SethandColby. If you want to watch the videos not live, they're at youtube.com/SethandColby. And if you want to listen to the audio version, it's on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SethandColby.com. And the most important thing you can do if you're here, well, actually, the most important thing you can do is actually just be here. That's actually the best. But if you want to go above and beyond, type !Foghorn into the chat, or !donate. Click the link. Give us some bucks. A giant, loud, earth-shattering foghorn noise will Oh, I forgot to fade out the music.
Turn down the music, man.
Music's gone now. There. I blew out your ears. Now you get nothing. This is my gift
to
you.
Now you get nothing.
This is my gift to you.
Nothing more for you. No music for you. No music for you.
There, it's back. You happy?
Soup for you.
Back now. You happy?
No.
Okay?
I'm not.
How about just really quiet? There's like a happy medium.
I feel like that's off.
It's probably loud.
I feel like that is
Chat, I'm sorry. I usually fade it out. I'm stupid and I forgot. All right? Colby distracted me with his Dracula impression. I blame him. Okay? It's his fault. He's drinking water out of a beer glass. It's one of those kinds of days. All right?
Yeah, it
all is. Right, let's fade this thing out. Anyway, donate. Loud Foghorn scares me. Louder than the music you were hearing. I promise you. Fade it out. We're done. All right.
Yeah, I think once it goes like below like minus 12, 15.
It's off and I love it, off. Chat says.
Yeah, it's off.
Yeah, there you go, dudes. Yeah, sorry. I forgot the slidey slide.
Yeah, you're bad at the show today, man.
Dude, I'm bad at life in general. It's the thing, man.
I mean, most of the time you're on point.
I am.
This time, failure.
Well, what happens, you threw me off because you got up to get water.
Oh, that never happens.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
You said it like it happens all the time. But
I was just agreeing.
I just want
here,
the audience to
sorry.
Know it actually doesn't ever happen.
It doesn't.
During the intro, we usually just sit here and go, that opening was good. The rest of the show's going to be good, too. And then we do the show, and I'm all focused. But this time, we got up, and we talked, and water.
Yeah. People in your house disappeared.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Murderers.
It's ghosts.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killer.
What is that?
That's a song.
Yeah.
That's a song. It's not as good as this song, though. This song's way better.
Song. God, shut this up. This hurts my ears. I hate this. You made it worse, which I didn't think was possible.
People on fire. All right, well, what's that? Oh, that's your story.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about some other stuff first.
All right.
Let's talk first about this ridiculous Star Wars story. Let's get Star Wars out of the way. Okay? Lucasfilm tells Darth Vader that Return of the Jedi hasn't made a profit. Now that I'm reading that hot headline, I'm a little worried. During an interview with Equity magazine, David Prowse, the actor who played but didn't voice Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy, claims that Lucasfilm has yet to pay him any residual payments on Return of the Jedi because the film has yet to make a profit. That's what he says. What do you think?
When did this article come out?
This was released October 29th, 2017, this morning.
What the fuck?
I get the occasional letters from Lucasfilm saying that we regret to inform you that as Return of the Jedi has never gone into profit, we've got nothing to send you. Now we're talking about one of the biggest releases of all time, said Prowse. I don't want to look like I'm bitching about it, he said, but on the other hand, if there's a pot of gold somewhere that ought to be having a share of, I would like to see it.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. Of course, Return of the Jedi has grossed over $572 million worldwide, which includes an estimated $88 million when the film was re-released in 1997. So how's it possible the film has yet to make a profit? So here we go. Times Online contacted Lucasfilm about the story, but the company declined to comment as a matter of policy. Prowse warns young actors know exactly what kind of contracts they are signing. There's a big difference between having a share of the gross profit and having a share of the net profit. It is a huge difference in just one word. Sometimes with net profit, all the expenses and so on, it seems like you end up paying them. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Gross profit. Let's see how I do this. George Lucas, let's see. Unfortunately, Mr. Prowse relates to is what's almost universally the case with net profit clause. Studios almost never pay on this clause, as they claim nearly in every expense possible to keep the film from showing actually any profit. Very few films have ever shown a net profit on the books. How do they do this? Well, first, imagine George Lucas decided to go to New York tomorrow to talk about showing Return of the Jedi in 3D. And he stayed at the Ritz-Carlton, ordered sushi at 3 a.m. from room service, and used the hotel phone to call Bahrain to make prank calls. Well, 26 years later, after the release of the film, the accounts of Lucasfilm are going to charge $86,000 to cost Return of the Jedi. I am not joking. This is what they do. If George Lucas utters the word Star Wars and he's spending money, they're putting it on the red line for one of those films. On the flip side, Mr. Prowse, would it be wise to use the Force, a.k.a. a lawyer, to get Lucasfilm to cough up? You see, as you can tell by the above, the accounting is just... is all right, whatever. You get the point. Point is, Lucasfilm apparently just been boning the guy who played Darth Vader.
And they keep charging stuff to a movie that's completely done. And can do that forever.
Yeah, that's how business works, dude.
Hollywood's screwed up, man.
Is it? I don't know. It's not like there's any rapists or anything there.
Yeah, it's screwed up.
Pedophiles.
They're raping Darth Vader.
You just said that so matter-of-factly.
That's just a sentence I never thought I would too ever soon? Hear very seriously.
Too soon?
They're raping Darth Vader, dude. It's just like it was so matter-of-fact. Just a ridiculous statement.
Yeah.
But,
well, poor Darth Vader, man. You know?
I mean, that story's not what I thought it was going to be.
Sexual harassment. You just...
That's one of those stories where I'm like... Like, I thought literally they were going to make a case for how much money Return of the Jedi cost.
Right.
And, like, so it never made a profit itself. Like, the merchandise made a sale, but, like, the profit of the movie. I didn't realize it was going to be about some actor getting screwed. If I knew that, I would have been like, well, this isn't news. That's just life. I mean, that's sad, but that's kind
of
how I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Return of the Jedi, 1,000% made a profit. As well as all the merchandising they did for the toys and blah, 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 blah. 1,000% it made money.
Yeah.
As for money spent on movie compared to money made off of movie.
You know all these movies set up like their own corporations, more. So when the movie's complete, they can like dissolve and then you can't get any more money off the movie. Like, you ever watch like the end credits and it's like, for purposes of copyright, this film is owned by blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's because they roll the movie into its own company. So if the movie doesn't make money or something, they can declare bankruptcy and write it off on the books. And, like, it doesn't count as money spent and all this tricky accounting.
Hollywood's fucked.
Yeah, dude.
Man.
It's so they can make money even if they don't make money.
A movie, I don't think, is a business, but it's a commodity.
What is a business?
I don't know. Is this a business?
Huh? What's the difference between this and a movie? I mean, if we... What's happening? Are you...
I'm dead.
Can't process information.
Okay.
I exploded.
We've already done 22 minutes of a show. How's that possible?
I don't know, man.
What have we even talked about?
I don't know. My eye itches. It's a real problem.
This is a great episode.
At the current moment.
Go ahead and itch it, dude. You're really...
It's so itchy.
This eye right here is really red. What happened to your eye? Did anything happen last night to your eye?
Dog attack.
Someone attack your eye?
A dog did, yeah. Got in there and...
I feel like it would be more than just itchy if a dog had attacked your eyeball.
Now it's just because I've continued to
rub
itch it.
You want to dunk it in water?
It's so good, though. It feels so good.
I apologize, chat. I have deafened you.
I don't.
And okay. I was going to apologize on behalf of Colby, but he didn't care, so...
Nope.
He wants you to literally watch him rub his eye for a minute, which is what you just
looks really good.
Let's move on to the next story. All right, next story. All right, let's look at this one. Arizona man is selling his ranch for $5 million due to constant alien attacks. Should we? We have a choice here, Colby and chat. We have a choice. Shall we? Take a gamble and just click the video sight unseen, not knowing what alien attacks are, what this man is about, or should we read the article first and then watch the video if it's worth it? Should we YOLO it?
I say YOLO.
Let's YOLO it. All right, I'm going to unmute the tab. Let's YOLO it, chat. We're going to YOLO it.
Down a lonely desert road sits the Stardust Ranch.
Almost immediately from the day we moved in, we already began to have strange experiences.
John Edmonds and his wife purchased the property
in 1995. Does he look like a really old Mark Zuckerberg? Like a crazy, I just grew a facial hair out. There's aliens attacking me. He looks like a failure Mark Zuckerberg.
That man looks about as much like Mark Zuckerberg as I do.
Fuck you.
He looks nothing like Mark Zuckerberg.
I will Photoshop Mark Zuckerberg and make it a GIF and
Mark,
then turn it.
You just said
Zuckbuck.
You just said Mark Zuckerberg. And now I really want you to Photoshop a Mark Zuckerberg. Take a bird's head or body.
You get to choose what a
Zuckerberg is.
Body and the
because that
Zuckerberg.
Could be our next Seth and Colby T-shirt is
that
the Zuckerberg rare Zuckerberg sighting. Here we see the rare Zuckerberg bird in his backyard grilling orca.
God.
Began to have strange experiences.
John Edmonds and his wife purchased the property in 1995 with hopes of it being a peaceful place to operate their Hopeful Hooves horse rescue and live in the country.
This ranch has been just about...
I'm glad we YOLO'd this.
John first started seeing mysterious lights in the sky, followed by orange orbs. That's when the uninvited guests arrived.
Oh, no.
Literally gray aliens that attacked animals. They were in the house.
John recalls one unforgettable experience involving gray aliens attacking his wife.
Actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber, out into the parking lot, and tried to draw her up.
He just calls bedroom the master chamber.
Gail Chasen claimed...
Out into the parking lot and tried to draw her up...
Involving gray aliens attacking his wife.
Actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber.
Yep, he did. He called his bedroom the master chamber.
And tried to draw her up into a crack.
Yeah, this guy's not crazy at all.
Claims to have been visited by extraterrestrial life since she was 4 years old. She recently moved into the Stardust Ranch and has had a positive experience.
I had liver cancer last year. When I started to get better, I wanted to come here to heal completely. I'm stronger than I've ever been.
It's a mixed bag. It's not something that is going to be for a traditional family, but it also holds a lot of secrets. It holds a lot of what I believe are future opportunities to understand forces that are in the universe. What
the working ranch sits
on
10 acres of...
just trying to get on the news to sell his damn property. That's all he wants. Like, I thought there was oil here. There's no oil.
You think that's what
it is? Completely, it's a botched investment. I need to get it off my hands.
I don't know, man. I mean, Chap called out in the master chamber as well. I'm thinking that,
I'm dying.
I think that is the, that's the key to his craziness.
Master chamber.
I feel like if he was fabricating this, he wouldn't use words like master chamber to describe his master bedroom.
You never know.
I want to talk about the lady who had liver cancer that just showed up.
I just had cancer. I came here to get better.
Well, like, if you have cancer... Okay. Maybe
the best thing to do is to go out in the middle of the desert and get on a ranch and just mess around with aliens.
Maybe
right?
The question is, how'd she even find out about it?
The aliens told her.
Let's see if
they got up in there when they levitated.
Chad agrees
her
with
ass.
You. The man is just using it to get on the news.
That would be that
desert
would be
land. The home features 3,500 square feet of living space.
That's
and
pretty
a
big,
large swimming pool. It also
nice.
Comes with a guest house, a separate studio, and a hay barn.
A
the
hay
property
barn,
can
man.
Accommodate up to 20 horses. But John has a warning for anyone interested.
Please
how many
be very
horses
well
can you tell me that I
can
fucking
the energy
have?
Here has a tendency to manifest whatever's going on with you.
Brandon Hamilton, 12 News.
It's got the capacity for 20 horses. That's a big ass area. I can put however many damn horses I want in that area.
Well,
I will have 500.
I'm gonna make like the Hong Kong of
Rohan
horses.
In my backyard. Riders of Rohan, it's time to fight off these alien scum that levitate my cancerous wife.
You are on fire today, dude. That is just hilarious. Rohan,
man.
We piled their corpses and burned them in the lanai.
Oh, God. I don't get the man.
Yeah, look, they're advertising for. I mean, the video wasn't advertising there at the
end. Yeah, just terrible. Right. And whatever news station this is, it's just like, ooh, throw a little
John Edmonds is selling
cash.
His 9.6-acre horse ranch because he can't stand the constant paranormal activity. I think what they mean is adequate space for 20 horses. Yes, chat. Yes, fictional. That is what they mean.
That is what they
mean. But Colby can put 500.
I hate them motherfuckers. Tell me what to do. I'm going to put 500 horses.
Is this America or not?
Yeah, exactly. I'll do what I want with my property and my own horses.
The Stardust Ranch in Rainbow Valley, Arizona has been featured multiple times in television shows and international media for its purported alien activity. Okay. So the Travel Channel has season 11, episode 12 with Stardust Ranch on Ghost Adventures. Okay. Investigates extra.
You doing all right? You want me to try?
Go for it.
Ghost Adventures investigates extraterrestrial activity in Rainbow Valley, Arizona. During the investigation, the forces that inhabit the Stardust Ranch prove they don't welcome the attention. By Zach Baggins and his crew.
Zach Baggins. Bilbo's brother.
This is an oddly worded sentence.
Don't tread on my ridiculous number of horses in far too small of a space.
He gets the joke.
Put that on a bumper sticker. That's right.
That's pretty good.
Let's see what else. He also international media as well. Ranch owner. Oh, the Daily Mail. ranch owner, take me to a realtor. Owners of Arizona infamous alien ranch sell up for $5 million. $5 million?
See?
I'm just claiming he has slain 19 aliens with samurai swords. And he and his wife have endured abduction attempts.
What? Did the aliens have the samurai swords, or did he slay the aliens with
the samurai swords?
No,
he slayed them.
Where is the bodies? Show me evidence.
They actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber and carried her into the parking lot and tried to draw her up into the craft. That's what's in the video. The couple purchased the ranch in 1995 with the hopes of leading a peaceful life, operating their horse rescue operation. I love how it was a horse rescue, and now your plan is to cram as many horses as possible into
the land. I'm rescuing all those horses, man. They have their wide open areas. They don't like that. They like to be neck to neck.
Neck to neck.
I don't know what's wrong today, man.
Unless you cut the head off and disconnect the antennae, so to speak, they instantly phone home. With a razor-sharp sword, it's nearly impossible to decapitate them with one swing.
Where's the evidence, you crazy buck? Like,
Realtor Kimberly Guerra said the reaction from interested buyers were mixed. Some are very intrigued and have no issues with the history of the property, while others are absolutely scared to death about it and what may or may not happen to them if they should buy it. In addition to its paranormal features, the property boasts a ranch house with 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and a large diving pool. Edmonds warns prospective buyers to be prepared to live on the ranch. It's not something for a traditional family, but it holds a lot of secrets and what I believe are future opportunities to understand forces that are in the universe. Please be very well grounded because the energy here has a tendency to manifest with whatever is going on within you.
That man needs help.
I don't think so.
Psychological help.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant help defending himself from the alien attacks, because it sounds
no.
like he's a pro-samurai.
No, it sounds like he's a dumbass who trips on whatever drugs they have down there, and he's fighting off aliens with swords. 19?
19. Slain 19 aliens.
19 slain aliens, and you don't have any sort of body proof?
It's a lot of aliens.
They phone home, they transform a rate,
no,
and
you
get out of there.
They do, unless you cut off their antennae.
And he's never done that with Mr. Samurai's sword?
He says that he can do it with a katana. Under one image of what appears to be dry blood and a katana, he described the method of destroying the greys. Here's one from his Facebook. Oh!
Oh, God!
That's the scariest thing we've ever seen right there. Not now, please. Yeah, there's
Facebook, what the shit?
there's the sword where he killed the greys. Wow, glad you had the sword close. Swords are always close. I have several, and every place the greys show up, there is a sword that I have easy access to at all times. Here we go. What happened to his body when you killed it, and what do you know? And how do you know if you killed it? There's always more where that came from. This is the 19th time I've been through this. I've had dozens of conflicts, so here I don't really concern myself about preserving the fluids anymore. There you go. He's done it so many times, he doesn't care about preserving it. That was the alien, actually. Yeah, John is the alien.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, you think?
What a dumbass. What an idiot.
How does a man like that have
lying,
a $5 million
dumbass.
Horse ranch?
Dude.
You know when he sells that, he's going to have more money than either of us, right?
Because he's a great storyteller, he probably lied to somebody, being like, there's alien voodoo going on in this forest. I need it for super cheap. They got it, and then he's like, oh, I have to kill aliens now. This isn't what I wanted to do. I just wanted a horse rescue.
I mean, should we be worried about the dry blood? Like
what is he actually chopping up?
Yeah, what is that blood actually from? That's the question.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Probably that cancerous tumor.
That's the woman's liver.
Out. Yeah, and he's like, gotcha, honey. We don't need them doctors.
Wow.
I can fix this with my alienness.
That is something else right there, dude. All right. You want to talk about AI or a massive hog?
Massive hog.
You want to talk about massive hog?
Yeah.
All right. Look at this massive hog on the loose in Alabama. On Friday, this quiet town of Phoenix City, Alabama, went from having a population of 37,132 people to 37,132 people and one giant hog. Phoenix City resident Angela Rana captured this captivating video of the hog and posted it to Facebook.
That's a pretty big damn hog, man.
Wow, that was captivating. They didn't lie. That's a huge hog, actually.
Like, are we sure that's not Bigfoot?
That's a big old hog. Like, all we can say is that's a lot of hog. Here's another video. Here we go. Here's some investigative journalist for him. Loading. Anytime I want to load.
Great website. Doing super great things. Bathroom, hay barn, master chambers. Yeah, he's got swords everywhere, man. You need a sword to take care of that giant hog right there.
Dude, look at its balls.
That sounded sexual. Is that balls?
That's balls, dude.
Ah! There's a pig.
There it is, right there.
That was too zoomed in.
That is a big old pig right there, dude. What do you have to say about that? What do you have to say about that, man?
Whoever wrote this article is dumb. The population went from 37,000 to 37,000 and one big hog. Aww.
Why are you hating on that, man?
Pisses me off. That's the dumbest way to intro it. It's just a fucking pig.
It's good journalism, dude.
God, Mashable, get out of here.
That's good journalism.
Get out of here.
There's no reports about authorities capturing the hog and returning it to its rightful owner, or even confirming it has a rightful owner at all, so it's moderately likely the hog is still out there.
Roaming, searching for its prey.
The hog.
This is not right.
Look at that hog outside your house. It's a big hog. It's coming for you. Quick, grab all your samurai swords and cut off its giant balls. It's a giant hog coming for your face. Oh! What'd you think of that, man?
It's great.
Don't clip that, chat.
That was great.
Don't clip that.
Clip anything you want.
Okay. Let's see here. Facebook's AI. In terms of general intelligence, we're not even close to a rat. This makes me feel good. There's no question yet the machines are getting smarter every year, but we shouldn't overestimate them. That was mentions of Yan Li Chun, head of AI Facebook research. Basically, he says, we're very far from having machines that can learn the most basic things about the world in the very way humans and animals do. Yes, like, in particular areas, machines have superhuman performance, but in terms of general intelligence, we're not even close to a rat. So what do you have to say about that, man? Because all they tell us is we got to worry about AI. And AI's gonna kill us. Do you think this is propaganda?
Yeah, you think this is Zuck's propaganda to be like, hey, we should cut this whole AI.
Yeah, make it sound like our AI thing doesn't exist.
Yeah. I saw his video of his AI in his house.
Yeah? I didn't see that.
It's Morgan Freeman. It's Morgan Freeman's voice.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
That disgusts me.
Well, you remember, like, I thought it was
Lei Kun, not Lei Chun. I'm so sorry, chat. Forgive me.
I think it's Waze, the app on your phone, the directional one.
Okay.
That you could change the navigation voice to be Morgan Freeman.
Waze, Morgan Freeman removed is the second thing on Google.
Oh, no.
Morgan Freeman voice, let's see, from the Waze forums. I can't find the option in settings. I have the latest version of the app done last night. Can't see any special voices, including Morgan Freeman. In the latest version of the app, can't see any special voices. Same, had him for one day, and now he's gone.
Stupid.
Looks like Morgan's got to disappear from my phone. From what I've read elsewhere, Morgan Freeman's voice wasn't a permanent deal, but a temporary proposition for his movie London Has Fallen, which was released on March 4th. The current celebrity voice is Colonel Sanders. Oh, my God. Didn't they say AI is creating their own language, so they had to shut it down? Yes. Yeah, that was on our... We covered that on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So that's what
it's
I mean.
It's not
like,
conversation, I don't think.
Right,
like,
it's its own language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like a subversive language that we can't understand.
Right.
It's just an original language is what it should be. Man, this is dusty. God, that was ADD right there.
Yeah, stroke that microphone holder.
They can't see it on camera. So.
Yeah, you were stroking it, though.
There you go.
Thanks, bud.
No problem, man. So, Morgan Freeman's voice on Waze. Here's a YouTube video. What if we do, like, Morgan Freeman... voice Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Ah! Home AI. I was going to get one of the vowels there.
Morning, Jarvis.
Good morning, Mark.
Of course it's Jarvis.
Of course it is. Yeah, he thinks he's Mr. Tony Stark. Of course. Uh-huh.
Except the man that Tony Stark was based off on told him to stop doing AI.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, guys, we'll play this. We'll put this up on screen. I'm sure there's not nudity in here, right?
Morning, Jarvis.
Good morning, Mark.
What have we got there?
Oh, God. Mark, this ain't...
Well, you don't think this is good?
Well, there's like a promo video that he did with it, like the full thing. I think it's that top one right now.
This one?
Yeah.
Watch Mark Zuckerberg's Morgan Freeman face.
I
can't speak! Get out of here!
Oh, God. Yeah, this is it.
Good morning, Jarvis.
Good morning, Mark. Jesus. It's Saturday, so you only totally have five.
Staged. We're starting over. Here we go.
It's totally staged.
Someone toilet paper that house.
Good morning, Jarvis.
Good morning, Mark. It's Saturday, so you only have five meetings. Room temperature is set to a cool 68 degrees.
Earlier this year, I started building a sequoia to help run our home. I talked to Jarvis using this app I built. It uses artificial intelligence to understand me and figure
Camera.
Out what to do.
Max woke up a few minutes ago.
Mark.
I'm entertaining her.
Mark.
All right, let's go check.
Get shit. Good morning. Hey, I started working on this AI about a year ago.
Zhao Shong Mao.
Jarvis, your Mandarin is so soothing.
Jarvis.
Jarvis also helps me get ready in the morning. Fresh shirt.
Fire in the hole.
Hell yeah. Jarvis knows when to make me breakfast.
God,
your
so
toast
awkward,
is
man.
Ready.
All right.
Wait, compare Mark Zuckerberg to John from the Alien.
Dude, they're the same people.
Remember to check on the AI guidance.
Just give that man a big old bar mustache and a mullet.
Hey, man, got it. I'm missing all of this great information.
Mark, your parents are coming in.
It's just the fact that it's Morgan Freeman.
It's Jarvis.
And Jarvis can play all of our favorite music. Hey, play us some good Nickelback songs.
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm afraid I can't do that. There are no good Nickelback songs.
Good. That was actually a test. Okay, how about just play some songs that our whole family likes? Itsy
bitsy side. I'd rather listen to Nickelback. Look at this graph!
This is what I listen
to. Look at this graph.
Jarvis also likes to join our family for playtime. Who should we tickle next?
I think we should tickle Max.
Oh my God, how much money do they have to give him?
I'm also experimenting with other voices.
Stop her! She's getting away! Do it now!
And if I don't want to talk, I can just text Jarvis through a messenger bot that I built.
Why do we care?
Mark, I'm trying to read in here.
Yeah, my bad. So this has been pretty fun, but I need some more ideas for Jarvis, so leave them in the comments and I'll try to build some of them. All right, movie time, Jarvis.
You got it, Mark.
First, I need to teach you to make me some more popcorn.
Why?
You got it.
Dude, why do we care?
Zuck's
that's 26
got the jokes,
million
man.
Views, dude.
Zuck's got the jokes. He brings them hard.
All right, let's start from the chat. Let's see. Melvin the Noob Slayer, we do not have a Discord. And no, you can't talk on the stream. You could talk on your own stream, twitch.tv/Melvin the Noob Slayer. And well, let's compare. Let's get a good face. Get a good face shot
here. I started building.
That's a good one right there, right?
Yeah, that is so perfect.
Okay, so we're going to take. How do I make this half screen? All right, let's. Do we snap it? There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that snap, snappity,
and
snap,
then we
snap.
We can take this one, right, and pull it over, and how do we snap? Can we snappy snap? Snap! Okay, we're now snapped. Okay. So we got, that's not him. Here we go. Okay, there's Mark.
Team 90 property.
Don't speak.
And live in the country.
Oh my God, I can't believe
this ranch has been just a...
Shush, you shush your lips. Okay.
Dude, that's so accurate.
What do you think, chat? We'll let you decide.
Do you see what I'm saying more?
I mean, it's a...
They're both, like, robot lizard people.
I mean, in the fact that they both have heads and bodies. Eyeballs, noses in the generally the same place. I mean, a little bit. I could kind of see a little bit. I'm a little mad that I can honestly see a little bit of resemblance. But... It's like...
That's all I wanted.
It's like 30%
That's
resilient.
All I wanted. I'm not saying he's a goddamn exact clone.
What if I put the noses are really similar? You're right. Noses are very similar. What if we put David Prowse up here, though?
No. Completely different.
I'm just trying with a different person to see if it's just the fact they're both people. I don't know, man. You might be right.
I am right. They look similar in some ways.
They do look similar.
I'm not
in
saying
some ways.
Cloned Mark Zuckerberg, old crazy alien man.
All right, man, you win this round. All right, man. I'm sad I did that. Let's expunge that from the audio episode.
Oh,
that
yes, man.
Let's see. God, that is.
I win.
That's so dumb, dude. Prowse is totally different. Yeah, I know. Okay, chat, we get it. I'm wrong. Colby's right. I can't think today. Colby has itch eye. All right, we get it. He wins. Okay?
I always win.
I'm not bitter at all. All right, that's it for this week's episode of the Seth and Colby Show. We'll see you guys. We just get offline.
That would be stupid.
Oh, guys, I'm gonna go feed the hog. I'll be back in an hour. Cole, you fill the time. All right, I'll see you later.
Cool. All
right.
Don't do it. He's doing it. Why are you doing it? I'm gonna click a random.
No, you can't touch the Twitch stream.
Watch this kid shatter the Rubik's Cube world record.
All right, here's a kid that's way smarter than all of us. You ready?
I guess. I mean, Rubik's Cube isn't really a definition of smart because there's just, you know, you can, it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I don't know. But. Take it back.
What do you have to say about that,
man? I take it back.
What do you say about that?
That kid's an alien. One of those gray guys. He came to that farm. Abducted.
Here we go.
Life.
3, 2, 1, go. 2, 1,000. 3, 1,000. 4, 1,000. 5, 1,000. It's like 4.591 seconds. Look at this kid. Look at the other faces. Oh, my God. That's the best part. Our camera's over it. Hold on, guys. I'm going to hide this real quick. Right here. Okay. Look at this kid's face. Okay. This kid right here, this redheaded kid, look at his face when he solves it. This is classic.
4.5. Like, I'm never getting to that point. Damn it.
It's like, why am I here?
Well, it just happened with this guy. I guess I should leave now.
Kid just whoop me.
Get me out of here, man.
Look at all these people just like shocked.
This is a way more excitement than I thought would happen for this. That kid feels like a fucking hero right now. He's just like
Spider-Man,
yeah.
What would you like to save us?
Dude, that's He's LeBron James.
He's LeBron James. Everyone's shaking his hand.
I shook the hand of the man who stole the Rubik's Cube in 5 seconds.
God dang, that's crazy.
It does make me feel happy for him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be what, like 8?
Yeah, 9.
Korean speed cuber Sung Byung Cho just went down in the history books, and we're still trying to get past the first layer. Yeah, dude. Oh, great. It just started. Just genius dog tricks passerby in a plane fetch with him. Why am I watching this? This dog's a jerk. I don't like this dog.
Just, it's like, anybody pick up my ball and throw it back to me. Come on. Come on.
Like, and you know that the people who own that dog put up the camera? You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just interrupting everyone's day. Like, these are just good Samaritans, and they just throw it in, and the dog boops it back out. Like, I would want to just go kill that dog.
Also,
girl gets totally demolished by a log ride flume.
All right. Oh, God.
Let's watch this one, too. This is what you do all day at work, man?
Yeah. No, this is just all the time.
Oh, my God!
Oh, that escalated quickly. Holy hell. Your head okay?
Wow, that lady's dead.
Yeah, you got that.
That lady is dead.
Thrown backwards.
All right, man. Yeah, well, we just blew through our stories.
Is that what happened?
We have one more. Researchers, does smoking pot lead to more sex?
Oh, yeah.
So tobacco companies put a lot of effort into giving cigarettes sex appeal, but the more sensual smoke might actually belong to marijuana. Some users have said pot is naturally aphrodisiac, but is a natural aphrodisiac, despite scientific literature turning up mixed results on the subject. At the very least, a study published Friday in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, which I'm a yearly subscriber, too.
Yeah.
Suggests that people who smoke more weed are having more sex than those who smoke less or abstain. But we don't know why. Researchers pulled together roughly 50,000 people who participated in the annual Center for Disease Control Prevention survey during various years between 2002 and 2015 and reported how often they smoke monthly, weekly, or daily, and how many times they've had sex in the last month. Let's see. Those who reported daily use had about 20% or more sex over the course of the year. So they're having 20 or over the course of the year, they're having sex 20 more times than the people who don't smoke weed. What do you say, man? What do you say? All the potheads in the chat, you getting laid? And how do these surveys work, man?
By getting lucky with the amount of people that you bring to the survey? I have
now,
no idea.
Does it make me a bad person that, like, when I read this, I just assumed that people who smoke weed are just kind of like idiots who hang out with people who just like to have sex for no reason, and that's why they have more sex? Like, I just imagine, like, people who take surveys and smoke weed all do it in, like, a basement, surrounded by other people who are also doing drugs. And they're just like, hey, you want to have sex? Yes. All right, yes. Put it on the survey. And then that's how they get it. Like, I imagine people who are upstanding, normal weed smokers don't do a lot of surveys.
Yeah.
It's the survey that's getting me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really don't know how you get those people in there without them being, one, paranoid that the fact that this is a government scam to get my information. Or,
not a pothead. I'm also not ready. I'm also not getting laid. Dwood agrees with me, so.
Hold up on the... On the study there, I guess.
Yeah.
Should I go back to smoking then? Is that what this is saying?
Is
if I want to get that laid?
I'm not a statistics man, but write that down, by the way, Chad. Not a statistics man.
Yeah.
If I'm just gonna say words and hopefully they make sense.
Okay. All
right, so stick with me.
It's the best way.
If 20% of the people who take the survey smoke weed and 80% of the people don't,
mm-hmm.
and 20% of the people that smoke weed just happen to have more sex than the other larger sampling. Is that larger sampling then, like, on, like, a curve where, like, because it's a bigger sampling, even if 20% of the 80% non-pot smokers are having more sex because the 60% of the non-pot smokers are having less, does that make the 20% of the weed smokers have more sex than the bulk of the people who don't just because it's a smaller sampling versus a bigger sampling? Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
And I don't know.
I mean, don't you... But doesn't that sound right?
It sounds like it could be a thing, but as to whether or not how many people
like,
actually
okay.
smoke...
For example, let's do this, okay? Let's say you might be able to look at the actual study, and then Dwood says we take that into account. I don't know, man. Do they?
do they, though?
Okay, so, like, for example, let's say me and you and then 100 other people. 98 other people. Let's do 98. So it's 100 total people. All right. And they say people who do podcasts on Twitch have sex more often. Okay. Because we're studs and we bone in just all the time. Right, man. Just all the time. Okay. Like every day. Like before the show, after
all the
show.
Time. We're actually. Literally right now.
We're going to take a break in 10 minutes and actually bone us.
Yeah.
And then come back. Anyway, point is, so let's say that we, like the study said that, but then the other people, like 50 of the people never have sex, and then 48 of the people have normal amount, but because we have so much, doesn't that like, couldn't you then say that people who do radio shows on Twitch have more sex than people who don't, even though technically that's not true?
I am not a mathematician.
I studied the shit out of that in school, but if someone is dumb enough to say they smoke weed in the survey, they might lie about sex to look cool. And then fictional says sample is probably more 50-50, and they also take that into account like Dude says. Okay. Chat, you should do the show because you're obviously smarter than us.
That's like the truest thing that's ever been said on this
show. Yeah. Why are you watching us when you know things?
Yeah. You could be doing the exact same thing.
I don't know, man. That's crazy to me, though. So, okay. So if we take chat seriously here, which it sounds like we should because they formed a complete sentence that made sense and I didn't do any of that over the last 30 seconds. And they took that into account, or it's a 50-50 split, people who smoke weed have more sex then. We just don't know why.
They're,
and is it be, it's so we go back to my basement
prudish?
Theory. Is that it?
Maybe.
More less prudish, less bound to social constructs because they're doing illegal substances, you know? I'll make the fictional matter podcast. No one will watch, but I'll make one. I'll host you at the very least.
Yeah.
Just don't do it during our show. Otherwise, we'll have to go to war.
Yeah. Fictional.
Yeah.
T-Sex
war. Get out of here. So, like, more whites die to cops each year, but per capita, more blacks get killed. So that's why it's a big deal in media. And I agree with her Bates with theory and Colby's culture theory. Okay. Yeah, though, the white and black thing makes a lot of sense. Okay. Okay.
Well,
I'm with you.
It makes
a lot more sense.
I'm out.
Okay, so more white people die to cops each year.
Right.
Per capita, more blacks die to cops each year.
I don't know what per capita means,
man. It means out of the sampling of available blacks. I thought of another way to say it, but I couldn't. You guys heard me pause. There is not another non... Sounds like I own people way to say that, so I apologize. It's not racist. It's just I got backed into
slavery.
A corner.
Slavery? What the fuck, man?
Sorry. Am I not allowed to say the S word on the show?
No, that's insensitive and should be labeled
if you think
as
about
hate
it,
speech.
If you think about it, there are a lot more white people just like there are more non-pot smokers. Mm. Okay. So the per capita is the key. Per capita, people who smoke weed have more sex. And I think you're right. It's because I would imagine it has to do with, like, okay, if you're open enough to do an illegal substance, you're probably open enough to not
you're
wait till marriage or
to
whatever.
Slap
yeah.
that hog down.
Oh, God! I am vindicated for everything.
No! No! You said slavery. I'm just talking about a big old hog, man.
Stop spamming symbols! Dude.
God, turn Nightbot off. The fuck needs it?
So someday
dumb.
We're going to need it, dude.
It's so rude.
If you have 100 cows and you kill 10, that's 10%. But if you have 10 chickens and you kill 5, that's 50%. Okay? Yes.
I think that's an explanation to me about what per capita is an example of. But
how do I undo this? Like,
just, see? Thanks, dude. I appreciate you.
Just giving Colby some support.
I mean, it's got to happen, man. It's got to happen.
Okay. Cool.
I don't.
I can't move on plus slap the hog guy. I just can't get past that. My brain is still just stuck.
Does it explain why whatever the connection Eisenberg says as results leads him to think that pot, unlike tobacco, which can depress libido and performance, isn't going to take the steam
out
of one's sex drive?
Oh my God, I thought you were reading this out of chat, and I was trying so hard to find who said that. And then I realized you were reading the article.
Yeah. Dude.
I was like, who's talking about Einstein right now?
Eisenberg.
I wasn't really listening because I was looking for it in chat.
Oh, my God. So apparently tobacco has been proven to depress your libido and your performance skills.
Really?
But pot is not the case. One question my patients always have is, will smoking marijuana frequently negatively impact my sexual function? Eisenberg says, we don't want people to smoke to improve sexual function, but it probably doesn't hurt.
Okay.
It still isn't telling me why.
Says weed seems to heighten sensory experiences overall. It gets people to appreciate the moment they at least gets people to appreciate the Mormont. I can't say moment.
Moment. Oh, that Mormont.
They like food more, find humor in things more easily, so it wouldn't be stunning to think that they would enjoy sex more. So that says.
Okay.
Which means more chickens died per capita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that part.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
That's, I would say, accurate from my test studies I've done.
Okay.
But
your test studies.
Mm-hmm.
Your controlled clinical tests.
Yep.
Yeah.
All legal.
Uh-huh.
And, I would agree with that. So
I don't even
that
know.
That might be why. They're like, I'm so high I can feel everything. Let's feel everything.
Like my big hog slapping down.
You know, I was just trying to be funny, and now you're just bringing it back up and making me sound more and more disgusting.
It's probably the quote of the year for me, man. Especially since we have a picture of the big hog.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Here we go.
That was the joke.
We don't have a picture of it. Where's that?
It's somewhere.
Oh, here it is. Look at this massive hog. Chat, I paused this video and it's still playing the music.
Yeah, that's Chrome for you, man.
Look at this massive hog slapping down in Alabama.
That's internet connection for you,
God,
man.
God, why is it so bad?
It's so bad.
I mean, it's not the internet. It's that website.
Look at that massive hog. Some dude's high and slapping that around.
Look at that hog right there, man. There it is. This hog right here smokes a lot of weed.
Feels everything.
He's never experienced the grass like he has experienced today. Dude, how does a massive hog just get on the loose in the middle of Alabama? Like, it looks like he's in a suburban neighborhood.
What could contain that hog? That thing will eat or chomp or run over anything. Oh, God.
I mean, that's a huge pig, dude. It's a huge pig. Chat wants to know what we're doing for Halloween this year. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, not a damn thing.
Yeah, nothing. Is Colby going as a construction guy?
I definitely should have.
A contractor, yes.
That would have been better. No, I already had my Halloween experience for this year. This weekend, you know, the Halloween weekend.
Oh, yeah?
For people who drink and have day jobs that can't necessarily do it on a Tuesday, so.
I mean, you guys celebrating. What do you guys do? What's chat? What are you guys doing for Halloween? Doing anything fun?
Yeah.
There's a few of you watching. What are y'all doing?
Do
normal people.
With Halloween, because I'm not a big Halloween guy. I went as a Unabomber last night, and that consisted.
And that wasn't even a costume. guys, my Halloween costume this year is going to be this pig. I'm going to dress up as that hog.
I'd pay money to see that, man.
Nothing. Maybe watch Over the Garden Wall. Is that a movie?
I don't know what that is.
I don't have a life, so nothing. You're with me.
Yep.
Over the Garden Wall. What's this? What is this?
What?
This is not what I was expecting, dude. It's a Cartoon Network movie.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's a TV show. It's an American animated television miniseries created by Patrick McHale. Who's that? What's he done? Ah, he looks like a winner. He's done nothing I've ever heard of. Don't know why I expected.
Looks like a winner.
It's on two half-brothers who travel across a strange forest in order to find their way home, according to odd and wonderful things. Okay. That's kind of Halloween-y. Elijah Wood, Colin Dean, Wirt and Greg. It was broadcast throughout the week of November 3rd, 2014, November 7th, 2014.
It looks interesting.
Oh, it's kind of old.
Style of it. Looks pretty cool.
You've never heard of Flapjack, Adventure Time, or Gravity Falls? I've heard of Adventure Time and Gravity Falls. Was that on his resume? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just looked at short films.
I'm a dummy.
Give it. I did the same thing, but I don't.
I don't read. Read's hard. Like, I literally meant to say reading's hard, and I said read hard.
Read hard.
Dewey Cox, read hard.
Dewey Cox.
My son actually dressed up as Finn the Human from Adventure Time for Halloween this year, so. Boom.
He's pretty nerdy then, man.
He got way more compliments from adults, by the way, on his costume than he did from children his own age, which I don't know if that's really good or if that's really bad.
That's better. You don't want a sheep. You don't want a wolf. You want a hog.
You have kids? Stop. You look 20. I have a kid. One kid. He's 8 and I'm 30 years old. I'm old, dude.
I have 2.
One is named Hog. The other's named Venison. I don't know. Are you a Yoshi main in Smash Bros? No, man. I'm main Ganondorf. Because I'm too good with Link. So I stopped playing him, and I switched to Ganondorf.
You're too good with that entire game.
I am good at Smash Bros.
Because that's all you play.
No, I haven't played Smash Bros. In years, dude.
I'll beat your ass.
In Smash?
Uh-huh.
Or in real life?
Both.
Well, in real life, I believe it, but not in Smash Bros.
In Smash too, man.
No. I remember one time we did a drinking game where we did Smash, and every time I won, the person who won had to take a shot. because you guys wouldn't agree to the losing because you'd always lose.
Yeah.
And I took like 15 shots and I was still beating you. And then you and Chris switched to 2v1s and I still beat you guys.
Shut
just
up.
Hammered.
Like, yeah, sure.
It happened.
Sure. Hammered you believes that all you want.
Sorry.
You lost.
You can't every just say
game.
That.
Yeah, you don't remember. You were 15 shots deep.
I remember.
You lost.
Everything.
Yeah, elephant.
I'm an elephant. A
gigantic
yes.
hog elephant.
I'm going. This is me. I actually have a photo of me from that night. You want to see it? It's right here. That's me, right there. The hog. The hog beast. Oh man,
that's ridiculous.
I don't get the Yoshi main in Smash Brothers though. Like, what is? I feel like that. Why do I feel like I'm being insulted? Like, does that sound like an insult to you? Are you a Yoshi main? Is it because of the Yoshis? Maybe. Seth,
yeah.
Do you remember how to read? I just read that chat, so what now? Oh!
You burned him, man.
I guess. He got
you
roasted
got him good.
Hard,
you burned
dude.
Him.
Got roasted hard.
Oh,
nah, God. Just Yoshi posters, and you look like a friend of mine that mains Yoshi. Okay, well, I am that friend. That's one, number one. And number two, Chris, my girlfriend, really loves Yoshi, so that's what the Yoshi is. I mean, we got the green amiibo. I can't. Why am I pointing like this when I could just do that? Huh? Why do I gotta do Captain Hook hand? Why do I gotta do that? Okay. Yeah, that's actually an amiibo Yoshi, and then the blue one is, that's Chris's favorite color of Yoshi, so that's why we got that one. I have lots of toys.
You have too many. I mean, give it, this is your son's bedroom, but...
Yeah, but they're my toys.
But they're, yeah. They're
I mean, I put them in here because no adult... should have this many toys in their bedroom. In the master chamber, there shouldn't be this many toys. So I put them in here because, you know, he's eight and makes sense. But
yeah. Really, you're just super proud of this room.
Right.
You're just like, this is my man cave.
Yeah, this is my man's cave with a child's bed in it.
My master chamber.
You want to come see my child's bedroom?
It's terrible. I don't know why it's terrible. It's not that terrible, but you saying it like that sounded real bad.
I know. Yeah. There's actually, you can't see it, chat, but I have like, what, four cabinets over there? Four, like, drawers just full of toys, amiibos.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to grab one out and show them? There you go. Colby's going to do a little show. There's a Silver Mario right there that you grabbed. There's a Luigi right there. He's literally, there's a Wind Waker Ganondorf right there. That's what that is. And I've picked those up. Appreciate it. He's doing it.
Why, you told me to do this, man.
I did not tell you to take him up and then drop him on the floor like some type of wild hog.
It's not my fault. They're hard to hold.
Yeah, they're hard to hold. They're slippery. What are you talking
like
about?
Special shapes and shit. Man.
Yeah, they are. Everything has a different shape. You're right about that. There's Ganondorf right there, man. There he is. There's the man. Look at him.
I can't believe that actually worked.
I can't either. Isn't Wild Hogs a horrible movie? Yes, a Tim Allen movie, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a Tim Allen
Tim
movie?
Tim Allen, who else is in that? John Travolta.
Let me.
Martin Lawrence and William H. Macy.
Those jeez, why
guys.
Do you know that?
I remember that.
Let me pull up the poster and make sure you're right. Let's see.
I named every single one of them.
W-I-L-D-H-O-G.
Oh, I gotta pick all those
here,
up.
Okay, here's a picture.
I gotta
poster.
Pick all those up.
There it is. Wild Hogs, the movie.
We need a motorcycle under that jacket.
How many jokes can we? You think we can make over the end of the show that just the punchline is me showing that photo of that hog?
Probably a lot. We just keep ramming it home, man. We got it.
He's 100% correct, man. You called it on Wild Hogs. Wasn't there a sequel to that? I'm actually going to Google this, chat. I'm not going to show you the hog
picture. I don't
know
the man's name, but he played a gay police officer.
I just typed Wild Hogs 23. That is a little aggressive.
The Dr. Shit, Cox from Scrubs, he's in it.
Probably more than would be funny at all. What are you saying, chat? That hog picture isn't funny every time? Canceled sequel. Because of the movie's strong box office performance, Disney announced that a sequel, Wild Hogs 2 Bachelor Ride, would be released in 2010. However, after Disney's next comedy starring John Travolta, Old Dogs, which co-starred Robin Williams, was a box office failure, Disney canceled both Wild Hogs 2 Bachelor Ride and Wedding Band, a comedy that was to star Williams and Anna Faris. God, so Old Dogs bombed, so they canceled John Travolta and Robin Williams' next movies. God, Disney is just a savage, man.
Disney's savage. They want that money, man. If that money's not coming in, they don't want that money.
Okay. do you actually think that Kevin Hart is funny, chat would ask. You like his stand-up.
Yeah.
Right? Not him in movies, though.
His old
though.
Stand-up. His new.
Oh, you one of those people?
Yeah, what now? It's just more of the same. It's just the more
that's
of that same shit.
That's
he just
good.
Yells a lot and expects people to laugh at it. It was much more original the first time I ever saw it, but I've seen it four different times because he's done the same comedy special four different times.
It is really weird to go back and like watch 40-Year-Old Virgin and see Kevin Hart before he's Kevin Hart. And
Soul Plane is one of my favorite movies. You ever seen Soul Plane, man?
Is this...
You pinch me, you're dreaming? Like what?
Soul Plane?
Soul Plane, man.
I have not heard you once in my life take a sip of cranberry or mention Soul Plane, and you now it's one of your favorite movies?
It's a great one to go back to and watch. Who's in that? It's Kevin Hart, it's Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg!
I feel like, I wanted to say Ice Cube's in it, but I think I'm not getting that right. There's a whole bunch of people in
Hold on. Let me look it up. I'll look it up. Here we go. All right. So here it is.
But yes, Kevin Hart's movies.
Still made me laugh, chat. I don't care what you say. All right, send your judgment.
Don't really partake in those. This guy likes Central Intelligence like hardcore.
I do. Sorry, Central Intelligence is fine. Like, I'm big into corns. So that's one of my favorite lines of all time, dude. Soul Plane. Here we go, chat. Yep, there's Kevin Hart. You weren't lying. No. Kevin Hart, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that was one of his like
Who's
first
that?
Leading
Is that Method
movies.
Man?
I think so, right?
Method Man or Red Man, right?
Yeah.
One of the men.
That's who I thought Ice Cube was, but no, it's him. Yeah.
Racist. You know, not all black people look the same, you know. Method Man. Got him. Okay, it is racist, though, that Tom Arnold got top billing.
That is ridiculous.
Because Snoop Dogg is number four.
Yeah, so that movie exists.
Like,
that's
how is not.
Fun to watch
yeah, it has
it.
A 33 on Metacritic. Okay.
Pretty fun watch.
It has a 4.4 user review, man!
Is that good or bad?
It's out of 10. It's bad.
People don't necessarily like it. I'm not saying it's the best golden gem. And
you just said it's one of your favorite movies.
I didn't mean that much. I take back favorite.
Matilda is a classic, dude.
Never seen it.
That's because you're too young to know good movies. It has Frank Reynolds in it, man.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I have a picture of Frank Reynolds, actually. It's right here. Sorry.
You dummy.
Matilda. This movie right here, dude. 96. Yeah, you were 2 years old, right? 4 years
Three.
Old? Three. Well, you're the same age as Colby, then. Dude, I can't math. Matilda right here, dude. This is like Danny DeVito's first movie that he directed. I think he actually wrote it, too. No, he didn't write it. He just directed it. Matilda is fantastic, dude. I literally, to this day, threaten to put my 8-year-old son in the chokey if he doesn't get right. All right? Like, you could go in the chokey.
I've never seen anything about that movie, ever.
It's a great movie. This girl has magic powers. Like, Danny DeVito and Danny DeVito's wife in real life basically adopt this girl named Matilda. I don't know if they adopt her. It's been a while. But, like, basically she's an orphan or something. They take her in. And she gets these magic powers. She can control things with her mind, you know. And spoiler alert, she ends up with the nice person at the end. It's going to be my Halloween Day movie. Dude, you know what? Matilda would make a good Halloween Day movie. Better than watching Saw or something like that.
Or Soul Plane.
I don't know, man. You said Soul Plane. What should I watch? Soul Plane or The Departed?
Soul Plane.
Blew it.
I did.
You blew it big time.
Definitely not the actual answer I would give.
Matilda is a Roald the Roald, guy who wrote James the Giant Peach and Willy Wonka. I didn't know he wrote Matilda.
You speak well, man. You're really good at the speaking right now.
Don't make me leave.
Oh, jeez.
I'll make you host the rest of the show.
Oh, jeez.
I'll make you host the rest of the show. God.
What?
There, I read this thing on Red Riding Hood with Henry Cavill. So bad. Dude. No.
What?
No. I want to apologize to our audio listeners who don't matter.
Oh, yeah. Red Didn't Riding this Hood. Come out when the 2011? Shit. Amanda, I felt like that was last year.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Holy shit.
I don't see Henry Cavill. Is this not the right one?
I mean, maybe not. But this one's like a horror one, I felt like.
Okay, let's look up Henry Cavill. Henry.
There he is. Mr. Man of Steel with his big old hog.
I actually have a picture of his big old hog. It's right here. let's see here. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, the guy's placed a link. The guy.
Dude.
Oh, what in... Oh, my God.
That's not terrifying. Has a Backstreet Boy in it? Joey Fatone? What? What is this fucking movie, man?
There he is. He's the big bad wolf.
What the hell is this movie? When did this one come out?
2006.
What?
Yeah. It has a 3.2. It's a whole star lower than Soul Plane.
See? Soul Plane's a good recommendation when you got shit like this out there, man.
Yeah. My dad bought it for me 1 year for Christmas. My name is Jack DeWolf. Oh my god, dude. What is this? Grandma is babysitting her two grandkids. The girl wants to go out, but grandma asks them to hear a story first. The kids accept. The kids accept if they can change aspects of the story, such as replacing the wolf with a werewolf. Is there a catch? God, I feel dumber reading that description.
That was a dumb description.
Dude, I'm sorry that your father did that to you. That's like borderline abuse.
Oh, God. That's not a good look.
If you ever need anything, Hunter.
That man went on to play Superman.
Yep.
Is playing Superman.
Why does he look less handsome here than he does now?
He's too young, right?
Well, how old is he? Do we know? Back here. Henry Cavill... 1983, so he's 4 years older than me, so he's 34. So in 2006, he would have been
23.
Yeah. Yeah, 23.
2006 was
so we've been your age.
Ago.
So does that mean you're going to get more handsome?
Yeah, it does.
God, no.
Yeah, it does. Just wait for it.
Why do I look the same?
I don't know.
When you met me, how did I look?
Like that.
Like this.
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago.
Dude, I'm telling you, let's get some testosterone boosters.
Jack them up into our hogs.
Steroids and see how you look after that, man.
How would I look?
Complete change. I mean, I'll be like all rocked up.
It can't get worse, dude. Get them for me.
Yeah, you.
Cole, that's just unfair.
You're going to. You need to work out with them, too. It's not just like you take them and then you...
Deal breaker, though. Yeah. I'm going to hard pass. I want to just... Wait, so do we have a cute story about how you met somewhere on the web? Yeah, the whole thing is literally chronicled in a podcast.
It kind of is.
I don't think it's on the web, though. Those aren't online anymore.
Mm-mm. The show?
Are they?
I don't think so.
I bet they are.
I don't think so.
I bet they're on a server, is what I mean. I bet they're uploaded somewhere. I bet they're still same Duo server I've had.
Someone Googles it. That's not a thing.
That ain't going to happen. Let's see. Shows. I'm pulling up the Duo server right now, which is our podcast network that I founded in 2006.
And when Henry Cavill was a Red Robin.
Yeah, the same year that Henry Cavill debuted in Red Robin Hood. No, it's not on here.
He's talking about construction worker, man.
I don't know where those would be. Wait, to be more Trevor, I have to work out. That's a hard no deal. Yeah, that's what I said. Yep.
Guys got to get in that gym, man.
Yep. The history of our show is I've been on the radio / podcasting, or started. I should say I started when I was 14, 2003.
I was in third grade.
So that's when I first was on the radio. And I realized that I didn't want to get a job in radio. Because radio actually kind of sucks. Because I wanted to do talk radio. And to do talk radio, you had to have like a resume and all, and like experience and all this crap.
Yeah, all that jubilee
things to prove that you could do what I do right now every day. And I knew I could do it already at 14. I have the gift of gab, is what I call it. I can out my leg.
Dorm hates you, man.
God, that broke my skin. And so at 14. I was like, okay, I want to be on the radio, and I happened to know how to make websites. Not well at that age, granted, but I was learning. And so I coded a website for podcasts, which weren't called podcasts back then. They were just MP3 files that you clicked on and listened to on the internet. And I started my first one with this dude named Brian. Wasn't my first popular one. And Colby found that through my ex-wife's brother, who was your friend's friend, right?
No, my friend.
He was your friend?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, you gotta get the facts right, man.
And so he listened to the show I did and liked the show, and so my ex-wife's brother was like, listen, Colby, I can take you over to his house sometime when he does his show, and you can just hang out. And then I was like, and so he just showed up for one day for a taping of a show I was doing, and...
So it began.
Yeah, and he had started his own show with a friend of his called the Colby and Colton Show, and then I put him on the network, and then when he stopped doing his show because it became an atrocious piece of trash...
It was really bad.
We started the Seth and Colby Show in April of 2008.
That Bash motherfucker, man.
Yeah,
how
that dude.
How dare he do what he did.
That dude, yeah.
He'd never live it down.
Yeah. I think it was definitely your fault the show ended, wasn't it?
It was his fucking fault.
How was it his fault?
He didn't show up for, like, the New Year's Eve show or something, or the some show. And then you were like,
oh, that's
fired.
Right. I forgot
he's
about
fired.
That. He just didn't show up.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. But, yeah, so that happened. And then, we did 10 episodes in 2008. And then I got fired. Well, I didn't get fired. I got laid off from the aircraft company I worked at because that was when the economy collapsed in 2008. So they did a bunch of layoffs. And so I took a voluntary layoff to get this big lump severance pay. And I started my own company. And that's when I made the biggest mistake ever by just stop podcasting. I had all this free time. And I was like, you know what? Let's not podcast anymore. So then we didn't do Seth and Colby.
We did a design company.
We did a design company. Yeah. Which is how we've stayed friends for so long, because we worked together for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then in 2009, we decided to start again. We did two episodes, and then we quit Seth and Colby. And then we did one episode on December 31st, 2010. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided, for lols, we'll just do one episode a year as a joke. And so we did an episode in 2011. I think we did two in 2012, two in 2013, one in 14, one in 15. Then we skipped 16, felt real bad about it, and now we're here in 2017.
Yeah, we felt really bad about it, so then we gave you 34 episodes.
And we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Well, part of the reason is because I learned from my mistakes, and I... The whole ex-wife thing, in a nutshell, all right? High school sweetheart... There was a dude who she grew up with whose name was Brian, okay? This first podcast I started, the one that Colby listened to, was me and Brian, all right? Eventually, my ex-wife decided she still wanted to be with Brian more than me, which I always knew anyway. And so right now, literally in June, she just got married to Brian, and they're living happily ever after. But my son is with her. So, like, I still see Brian all the time. It's a whole thing. So, like, they're not out of my life at all. My whole life is crazy.
Your life is crazy, man.
But basically, I lived in Manhattan, Kansas for 6 years, and then I moved back here and worked with Colby at the place of his employment for a year, and then I don't work there anymore, and then I tried to do, like, I do freelance websites and stuff, and then I was like, you know what, I've always wanted to be a Twitch streamer, so then I started to do that, because I learned from my mistakes of now that I have free time, I'm my own boss. Instead of not doing podcasts, I actually can do podcasts. So here I am at 30 making my dreams from 14 coming true. There's the whole story. I need an answer to what was wrong with the Colby and Colton show at some point.
I didn't sound like this. I sounded like a 14-year-old child. Not even that. Like a 6-year-old girl is what I sounded like when I was doing podcasts way back when. So,
I have some clips
A,
here.
That's what's wrong.
You want to hear some clips, Colby?
B, Bash is just, you know, the best at podcasting.
Really that was that sarcasm.
Really the best.
Here's the thing.
Ever.
All right. Here's the thing.
I just wasn't good enough for him.
You know, duo back in the day in 2007, the Colby and Colton show, they were sophomores in high school.
Yeah.
And they loved to say the F word with reckless
or
abandon.
Cock. I loved cock.
You still do, man. For no reason at all. And I, for some reason, decided that their show needed to be clean. And so I would literally bleep the bad words every episode on their behalf. One of the episodes had 173 bad words in it. I still remember the number to this day because it's my Hiroshima. It's my personal personal hell bleeping that episode.
Oh,
okay?
God.
And I told them, I gave them the ultimatum. You either stop cussing or you stop the show because I can't do this. And then you stopped the show. And then I fired Colton, and basically we started Seth and Colby instead.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
But while I lived in Manhattan, I did a show called On the Internet, which is on Duo.com, D-E-W-O-H.com. You can go there and listen to my show that I did in Manhattan with my girlfriend Chris and my old partner Katrina. And there's like 70 episodes of that. It's audio only. And you can go listen to that. And while that was happening, Colby and Bash, which is Colton's nickname now, it's this whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
He did the Colby and Bash show for like 30 episodes. It's probably my favorite thing Colby's ever done. He hates it. He thinks it's garbage. I think it's hilarious. And that's probably because 90% of the show was jokes at my expense or things only I understand.
Yeah.
It was totally inside baseball. You
guys
would not like
it. I can't remember a single thing I said on that show. Not one thing.
Oh, it's... I don't think you'd want to. Let's see here.
Exactly.
Okay, I've been wanting to do a podcast for years now. My friend did one. I was on for a couple episodes. It was really fun, but he stopped doing it. Yeah, convincing people... Like, that's always been my problem. That's why Colby is pretty much the only reason I did a podcast name. Or, like, Weekly Reset I did with Unofficial Tony P. Like, I mean, he didn't bail on it, but, like, when you do a show about content like that, you have to be really committed. And usually people can't be. And it's not a slight against people. That's... People have jobs and lives and
jobs,
families and all that type
more
of stuff.
Accurate one, but
right,
yes.
Right.
But twice a week, you know, you can't.
Well, Colby has nothing going on.
You can't.
And that's
not
that's
do
the
that.
Problem with Colby and my relationship. We've known each other so long, he can't lie to me because I know he's lying, and I'll be like, I know you're just at home drinking Miller Lite and watching Rick and Morty.
I don't.
I know that's what he's doing.
No.
And so he can be here doing this show.
No.
He's at Halloween parties watching people get lit on fire, which you still haven't talked about. We probably won't.
Probably won't.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a thing. So he could be here doing this show. But yeah, it's hard to find people who are motivated. That's why I did one with Katrina for a while. You didn't answer what was wrong with the Colby show. I love your ambition. Thank you, man. Screw Nightbot and Automod. What, did it block you again? What happened? How did you get the name Duo? Makes me want to organize a podcast so much. Yeah, right. How did I get the name Duo? I was driving down the highway, and I was trying to think of five-letter words, and at that time I was doing a show with two people, so I'm like a duo, and then I'm like, I could spell it D-E-W-O-H.
Worst decision he's ever made.
URL
was
made? Yeah, it's terrible. I hate that name so much. That's my Hiroshima.
Yeah.
That's my own personal hell.
Yep.
So that in that episode.
People love to be like Diwa,
My brother Luke thought it was a pizza company when he first heard it.
Diwa,
Duo is how a lot of people
Duo.
Say.
Duo,
Diwa. Yeah,
that's what I hear a lot.
Yeah, Duo. But yeah, we had a pretty big network there for a while. You love the name Duo? All right, well, man, you start a club where you'll be the only member.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. Cameron, who I passed the reins to, he's like, it actually used to be a company. Okay, because we used to have a studio in Manhattan, and we did 8 or 9 shows
a
week.
Good amount, yeah.
Like
we were going strong for a good while.
Yeah, we were doing a bunch of stuff, and then I moved back here because of the whole job situation. I want to be close to my kid is essentially what happened. My family's here, my kid's here, so I moved back. And so at that point, I'm like, Cameron, you're in charge of Duo. You do the thing. And ever since then, it's been no shows. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into it right now, but... D Woody, Da Wood. I like it when people say my Twitch name. Oh, it's D Woody.
We've been saying Dwood this entire time.
Yeah, we've been saying Dwood. food.
I was saying D. Wood. So I was wrong, too. Yeah, D. Woody.
D. Woody.
D. Woody. G. Money.
I like saying Dwood.
I like Dwood, too.
I just like saying it. It's fun. Dwood.
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 Duo.
Duo. Duo. Duo. But yeah, I literally introduced shows saying duo.com, D-E-W-O-H.com, like the dew on a leaf, and O, like when I realized how impossible it is to say the name Duo. Like, that's how I'd introduce every show. I actually had a running joke where every show I would say O, and then a joke about how hard it is to spell Duo. Did
you
that
did
for like
that.
70 episodes, I
yep.
made that joke, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, someday when this show becomes more and more popular... Or even if it doesn't, I'm honestly worried about all of the past shows that Colby and I have done, that I've done, being discovered either by my 8-year-old son or by people who now like us. They go back and listen to our old shows because they've got to be worse than we remember.
Oh,
like, we've
yeah.
got to look back on that with rose-colored glasses and be like, yeah, man, those were good episodes.
Especially the more politically correct the entire society
oh,
is
my
out,
God,
and then
yes.
to hear some of the things that we said back in 2007, like...
Especially you in your teenage years?
Especially me.
Like,
yeah.
at least I was being recorded in, like...
I'm never going to be president.
I was, like, 17 or 18 honest, when yeah. I started. You were 14.
Yeah.
Like, that's right when you discover all the bad words.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like you have power when you say them.
Yep.
And then I gave you a microphone.
Yep.
And then the internet. And then download numbers.
Yep.
To look at. You're like, I can make everyone here cock whenever I want. That's what you thought, man. And that's what you did.
Yeah, it was probably not a great decision.
Nah, man, I think it's fine.
Oh,
hey, could never run for office.
Yeah, can't do that. Except, yeah. I mean, grab pussies all day.
That's true. You know what? I take it back. You can now do anything you want. Anything
probably.
Is possible now, dude.
Anything
is possible. I don't know what happened to, I thought, man, I sure thought I had the best ofs on here, man. I used to use the name S-C-I-N-E-R.
Skiner?
Skiner?
Signer.
Signer? Don't know, man.
I don't either.
I don't know, man.
You don't got any you know.
There's unofficial Tony P. Yep, there he is. there. Here, you want to hear an episode? This is from 2013. Your voice won't be different here.
It'll be a little different.
I don't think it will be.
Radio and TV. Welcome to the next level. From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. This is the Seth.
This is our old show.
Colby.
This is from 2013.
Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby show?
I didn't realize we did this part this late into the life.
At least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby show. All references to persons.
I want to know if this is the Brontosaurus or your interpretation of the Brontosaurus.
If you want to participate in the Seth and Colby show contest, then you must meet the criteria of the contest rules found
online at
duo.com. Only one winner.
No, I wouldn't pronounce that correct, yeah.
Friends, family, and coworkers.
All right, let's get on with it.
The Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win
prizes.
Made
people sit through this.
Thanks, and have a great holiday.
It's not
from
a good
the
idea.
Lawyers at duo.com.
Lots more sound effects. Oh my God, are we tributing your dead dog?
Welcome. I think so.
Welcome
to the Seth and Colby Show. It's a very sad time.
Sad indeed, sir.
This is either going to be your
this
dead
dog,
or it's going to be
we
something not funny.
Own.
It's Buster.
Fallen soldier.
Soldier?
In the line of battle.
Soldier, my bit. We sound the same.
Hey.
He did attack a few plates.
He was a soldier of war.
He was. He fought
war and
the war of obesity.
It's not good.
And having legs.
This is going to be all these shows in about 5 years, man.
Chat put a link in here that says Seth can't run for president with this risque picture.
Oh, shit. Oh,
permaband, though.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Permaband.
You definitely got
it. Dude, that is so good.
Oh,
like, I'm
so
just going to leave that open in the browser and just have that every week, you know, just in case we need it. Yeah. Too small to support his massive.
Can't ask me that because
okay,
I don't
I'm
going to
skip. Let's skip an hour
happy,
and 44
good,
minutes
you know,
in.
Lice free, you know.
We care about you, man.
We care.
That's why we ask.
We care.
Who are we talking to? It's got to be Matthew, right?
You're still insane.
What are you doing today that's more important than watching
yeah,
our show?
Yeah.
What are you doing
our
right
now? Our show's like.
What are you doing right now?
Like the presidential debate. You got to watch it. Even though.
No one watches those.
Over.
Oh, 2013. What a glorious time.
I never said they were on now.
We can't reference.
You dumb.
We can't reference anything in the past.
God.
Listen to that echo.
You can't ever bring them up again. They're off limits.
You can only make presidential debate references. Presidential debate.
God. Oh, shit.
Presidential. Be honest with me. How many times during the course of this show do I say a word that I thought I said right, but I said it wrong? How many times?
More than you'd think.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah, more than you think.
Why are you looking at chat when you said that? Like they're going to support you.
Prepa-bential. Prepa-dental.
Prepa-dental. I speak for a living, but I don't.
No.
I speak badly.
You try.
I try to speak. Prepa-dental. It's like I have wooden teeth whenever I say words. That's what it's like. I'm really sad that I don't have more episodes of the Colby and Colton show. Here's one from 2008, 318. March 18th, 2008. What do you think? You think this will work? What's up, Morris, man? How you doing?
Oh, God. This is going to be bad.
This is going to be prepubescent Colby right here.
This is going to be bad for me.
Colby and Colton show.
Colby and Colton.
Here we go. Notice the music, by the way? Just stole that totally from me. There he is, man. That was him.
Welcome to the show.
That's Colby.
Oh, girl. Your ears are bleeding. Why are your ears bleeding? It's so loud.
We were wearing headphones.
Yeah, we were wearing headphones.
What's that? Yeah.
People should never have listened to this.
No.
Yeah, oh,
but they did.
I'm scared because there's speakers and they're really loud. Flip me off.
Chat. This is why the show was canceled.
But we had freaking headphones and we can't hear anything.
Someone just dropped. That bonk was someone dropping a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, we're 40 seconds in. 10 seconds of this was an opening. 30 seconds into the show, someone dropped their microphone on the table.
Fucking Nightbot, man. You turn that shit off.
Seth, please remove. Okay.
Turn the shit off. Yes, dude. Woody. Yes, that was
Bill.
My fucking voice. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Can I? Okay, hold on. Can we compromise? What if I go to spam protection? All right. I thought I already had this on. Maybe I did it for my channel. Exempt level, regular. Submit. Excess caps. Exempt level, regular. Submit. Okay, excess emote, exempt level, regular, submit. Excess symbols, exempt level, regular, submit. And then our regulars, okay, so I need to add D Woody in here. All right, so let me go in here. Add regulars.
You know,
oh, wait, nope,
man.
It's...
You're doing it.
Regulars,
you're doing
add.
It well.
Boom. Now, type everyone in chat that's a regular, all right? I believe everyone now. Everyone that I see in there, okay? You spam as many symbols as you want. Just go for it. Go ham. Go ham. Go ham sandwich. Okay?
Ham sandwich.
Go ham sandwich right
Give
now.
Give me that ham sandwich.
I want to see so many symbols. It's okay. I'm 24 and I still don't sound like that. Doesn't use dark mode on Twitch. I have better Twitch TV on my other account. This account I'm only on twice a week. I don't really care that much, right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for scaring you, okay? Yes! Thank you. There, you happy? Now all the people we don't trust will still get nightbotted, okay? And now you guys can spam all the kappas, all the emotes, all the things you want all day long, okay? Can we ban unofficial Tony P just for the lulz?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm okay with that.
I just want it to be known. The first hour of this show, we did a show. The last hour of this show, we've just been talking to chat.
Yeah.
We've just been sitting. We have not been entertaining.
We don't have anything.
We're out of
to
topics. We've been out of topics for 38 minutes. We've just been talking to you, chat. And the problem with that is that I never know how to end a show like this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if we just end, like we've just been talking to chat for hours. Can't we talk to chat for the next 5 hours? Why not, man?
Because I have to go to the gym.
Oh, is that why? You tell chat why we have to leave.
I have to go work out to continually not be fat.
Uh-huh.
That's what I have to do nowadays, man. That beer gets to you.
And if you need to even tell me what re means. Re is just the... Oh, hold on. Automod held something. Message is being held for review. I still can't say that I... Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah, re is the sound of that gigantic hog.
What hog, man? You mean, this one? Re is just... Yeah, it's just a screeching noise. It's like... It's like what a fat feminist meme
a
lady
fat
would say.
A pig would... yes.
Whee!
That sounds like a fat pig to me, man. Big fat hog. Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's a big old hog right there.
That's one big
and
old
I'm not
hog.
Talking about the pig.
How can we show that on a stream and not a man nipple?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, banned.
Banned.
Exactly.
I hope that's the time where Twitch decided to put our thumbnail on the live page.
Oh, that would be terrible.
That's what I'm hoping.
That would be the worst.
You know what really worries me? Mm. Is that your mom watches this whole show.
Yeah. She likes the fun.
And we just showed a giant hog on on our stream at full screen. And like I just imagine that she's like disappointed in you.
It's like how this shit is still going on.
People give them money to do this? Who have I raised?
Yeah.
But honestly, if you think about it, you're way better off than...
All right. Pick up that mic. I will hump you until you are about to die. She thinks I'm kidding.
Much better.
Wait till...
Yeah. For the record, that wasn't Colby. That was Bash, so... At least...
Much better off.
At least a little give and take. Hogs out for This is not the hashtag trend I wanted.
That is the best hashtag trend you could ever do.
Your favorite streamer got banned for man nipple. Yeah, man, they're serious about it.
That's so stupid.
I don't get it, man. I mean, they don't want to turn into chatterbait. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it, but...
But it's man nipple.
Well, yeah, but then you're sexist, because what's the... See, that's the thing. Like, Instagram got into that corner because they're like, you can show man nipple, but not woman nipple. So Twitch is like, no nipple. Problem solved. Yeah, but I've seen other shirtless men. Is it because he's fat? Could be. All I know is that some streamers I watch, they're like, we're not going to show nipples. Maybe it's a partner thing. Like, maybe if you're a partner, you can't show a nipple. All I know is that no one needs to see my nipple, number one. And number two, there's no number two. No one wants to see it. Why would I show it?
I'm just mad that I'm censored and can't show my nipple wherever.
Yeah, but you couldn't show your hog either.
I'm
unless it's
about
this
that
one
too. We need to go on to Chatterbait, man, and let's
we
do
should.
Our show there.
You know, there's this whole Twitch drama yesterday where there's this girl. I didn't really read that much into it. I just think it's hilarious. Like, there's this girl on Twitch who plays games, and she's one of those girls. You know, it's a boob streamer. You know, yeah. Or whatever. And she was just on there ranting about how apparently some other big streamers called her out for just being a boob streamer. And she's like, I'm more than that, and these people suck, and they'd be nothing without me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left Twitch. And then she went immediately to Chatterbait and took off all her clothes and continued her rant nude on Chatterbait.
You can't really do that when you're a boob streamer.
Like, what world do
you
we
can't
live
do
in
that
right
and
now,
not
dude?
Say that you're not a boob streamer?
When did it happen? This past week? I thought they allowed it again. Not sure. Just dumb. Huh. I don't know, man. I've never seen a shirtless man on Twitch before. And I
so,
watch. I think
what
I watch
if I
on
cut
Twitch.
A hole out of this shirt?
What if you wore a mesh shirt?
Yeah, technically, I mean, I have a shirt on. But
I think it's probably visible. It's probably like a visible nipple. That'd be my guess. Like, as if they wrote the contracts, they're like, you can't show your nipples, you know, then you can be like, I have a shirt.
I feel censored.
You should.
This is government.
You guys want me to, you want to change the show to Chatterbait, dude? Is that what you want to do? We could do a simul stream. Chatterbait stream. You know, what we could do we could have, here's what we do, okay? We're going to put one half of the camera on Twitch, and that'll be my half. And we'll put the other half of the camera on Chatterbait, and that'll be you fully nude. And in order to experience the show...
See. Pinella knows it.
You just cut me off in the middle of my...
Yeah.
How dare you? I was going to have a stupid story about Chatterbait nudity.
I just want to cut that off there. I don't want to go and do that.
Yeah, man shirtless is fine on Twitch. Yeah, Pinella, you've always said that. And
Oh, God, dude. What's wrong, man? You need a break?
I honestly don't know. I can't speak today, dude.
What?
Multiple partners have said Twitch now allows it.
One more time. Thanks, Jeff, for your encouragement.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's my... Like, Thursday's our drinking show.
Yeah.
Okay, towards the end of the show on Thursday, sometimes I get a little... The mouth gets a little
wonky.
Slow, okay?
A little wonky.
I'm stone cold sober. I slept more than usual last night. Like, I should be up and at 'em today. I've been staring at pictures of pigs all afternoon. That's like my favorite thing to do. It's like pigs and birds. Stare at them, always into it. I should add it to my chat rule. Only links if they're pictures of chickens. Like, that's what I want all day long, all right? 24/7 chicken stream. And I can't speak today.
Does speaking involve looking at chickens, man? I mean, really not. You can just look at
them. Yeah, I kind of went on a rant there and it ended up in chicken territory, but it all made sense if you listened from the beginning, yeah.
Not really.
And I think it did.
I'm lying.
I'm going to say it did.
Oh, God.
The point is, I'm well-rested, I'm not drunk, I'm talking about pigs. This should be my dream show, and I can't speak. That's my point, okay? That's my point.
Oh, my God, dude.
Jeez. All right, well... Should we end the show?
Yeah, I'm about to die.
All right, you're about to die.
Yeah.
We didn't even make it 2 hours today, man.
I know. I was going to say this should be a short show. I'm too dead. My throat, my nose, my head. It might be a hangover. It might be death. I don't really know. One of the two.
Well, here's our ending music.
Bong, 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 bong.
Skip Fly for copyright. Here we go.
The Grid.
I don't know where that was, guys.
All right, guys.
Fish.
You think that's enough to get flagged for copyright?
Yeah.
Oh, probably, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching today. Sorry the Nightbot is a pain.
Your microphone's great.
Let's get a fish like this.
Yeah, if only you can hear your voice through your neck.
How does this sound?
It probably sounds terrible.
You can kind of hear it a little bit.
It's probably like we talk like smokers.
It's not. It doesn't work, I don't think. But anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you guys for watching today. We will be back Thursday night, 7 p.m., for another episode, one where I will be drinking, so hopefully I can speaky better.
Maybe.
That'll be the hope, at least.
That's how alcohol
But thank
is.
You guys for hanging out today. We are
thank
live
so much.
Twice a week, twitch.tv/SethanColby. If you didn't watch the video episode, which I'm sorry, you should really go check it out, youtube.com/SethanColby. The audio episode's on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just go to SethanColby.com. Get those links right there. Follow us on Twitter throughout the weeks. The week. It's almost over, Seth. Power
Multiple
through.
Multiple weeks.
We're almost there. Finish line's in sight. Twitter.com/SethanColby. Colby's going to post a meme a day. He told me that before the show. That's his commitment to you. Twitter.com/SethanColby. Colby's going to post a new meme every day. He discovered Reddit.
I will try.
He's going to know.
Let's do it.
That's not what you said before the show. Before the show, you said,
I didn't
guarantee
say
it.
Shit about
he
anything
said,
before
I guarantee
the show.
It. He said, DM me
Never.
On Twitter if you don't see a meme at Colby J. Newman if I don't put up a meme.
That one, yep.
Yep. Colby Newman.
Nope, that was the first one.
Newman drums on Twitch. Yeah, go there. Send him a whisper if he doesn't put up a meme. He'll be very confused by what a whisper is.
Well.
And that'll be funny in itself. So thank you guys so much for watching. Chat, we love you. We love you all. Thank you guys for your support. We'll see y'all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.